السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين المكين الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال الله تعالى في شانه وحبيبه ونبي الأعظم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، all praises are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Choicest blessings and salutations upon the best of creation, mine and your master, the master of the entire creation, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his pure Ahlul Bayt and all the illustrious companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the opportunity to gather here today for Salatul Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our attendance, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower upon us with divine mercy. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Once again, let us collectively send salawat upon our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Labbaik Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today marks the 1500 years since the birth of our Nabi, our Rasul, our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is such an event that if it were not for this event, we would not be here today. Because our existence in this world, our being in this world, our soul in our bodies, whatever we have today is through Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Adam, O Adam, lawla Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma khalaqtuka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if I did not create Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, I would have not created you nor anything else. So our existence here today is based on the existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our existence is through the existence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Imam Ahmad Ridha radiallahu anhu said, Vo jo nate to kuch na tha, vo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai vo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on a Monday in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his Al-Madkhal, he has very beautifully made mention as to why the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was born on a Monday and not a Friday. What is Friday? Friday is known to be Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of all days. When the Friday comes, when the day of Jum'ah comes, we dress modestly. We put on itar and perfume. We go for Salatul Jum'ah. We listen to Bayan. We perform Salah in congregation. We honor the day of Jum'ah. We honor Friday. It is the day of Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of all days. So Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has made mention as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose a Monday for the birth of the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not a Friday. Friday is a blessed day. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically choose the day of Monday, not a Friday? Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Al-Madkhal, he has made mention that it was on the day of Monday wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created plants and vegetation. When was it created, plants and vegetation? On the day of Monday. And he says that plants and vegetation are necessary for human survival. We have to eat, we have to have fruits, we have to eat vegetables, we have to eat plantations to sustain our bodies, to sustain ourselves. It is indispensable for human survival. So he says, the Imam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coincided the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a Monday, because plants and vegetation were created on a Monday that are indispensable and necessary for human survival. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coincided the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a Monday for us to understand that just like how we need plants and vegetation for our human survival to sustain ourselves, so too, but rather more so, we need the dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are dependent on the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Without the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is no Jannah. Without the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is difficulty on the day of Qiyamah, no matter how much of good deeds is done. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, I asked the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, I will want to look out for you. I will want to come and be with you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, where shall I find you? Where shall I look out for you? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, O Anas, look out for me in one of three places. The first place, look out for me by the Pul Sirat. We know Pul Sirat is a bridge that is thinner than one strand of hair and sharper than a sword. It is a distance of approximately 500 yards. Every single person will have to cross that bridge. They will have to embark on that bridge, every single person. Some people, according to their deeds, they will pass the bridge of Sirat with the pace of lightning. Some people will pass with the pace of a very fast horse. Some people will cross the bridge with the pace of a slow donkey, depending on their deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, I will stand before the bridge of Sirat and I will say, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. If anyone of my ummah, if they're having a difficult time to cross the bridge, I will say, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah, this is my ummah. This is a person from my ummah. Enable him to cross the bridge of Sirat. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if I am unable to find you at Sirat, at the bridge, where shall I look out for you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Oh Anas, look out for me at the Mizan. The Mizan is a place where our deeds would be weighed and scaled. If good deeds is more, Jannah. Bad deeds is more, the outcome, apparent outcome is Jahannam. The Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, if anyone of my ummah, if my ummah, their bad deeds happen to me more than their good deeds, I will give them my good deeds so that their good deeds will weigh more than their bad deeds. We are dependent on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for success in the akhirah. And then Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if not Sirat, if not Mizan, then where shall I look out for you? The Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, look out for me at the Hawdeh Kawthar. The Hawdeh Kawthar is a pond, and its water is sweeter than honey and whiter than milk. And you know, on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be approximately 2 miles above our heads. Approximately 2 miles above our heads. In summer, on a very hot day, when the temperature is approximately over 30 degrees, it becomes unbearable. We need the aircon, we need the fan to get some relief. Otherwise, we have a very difficult time. Yet the sun is approximately a million kilometers above us. Yet it's still so hot, it's still unbearable for people. But on the day of Qiyamah, the sun won't be approximately a million kilometers above us. It will be approximately 2 miles above our heads. Can you understand the intense heat of that moment? We will be extremely thirsty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will feed my ummah from the water of Kawthar. And if they drink from the water of Kawthar, they will never be thirsty again. We are dependent on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a Monday to show that just as we need plants and vegetation for our survival, so too and more so, we are dependent on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for kamyabi, success in this world and in the akhirah. And then Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullahu ta'ala, he makes mention as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month Rabi'ul Awwal for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not any other month. Laylatul Qadr is a night of virtue. Shab-e Bara'a is a night of virtue. Laylatul Mi'raj, these are all nights of virtue and barakah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen virtuous nights such as Laylatul Qadr, such as Shab-e Bara'a, for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the greatest creation is about to arrive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen a virtuous night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen a virtuous month. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullahu ta'ala, he makes mention as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically chose the month of Rabi'ul Awwal for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not any other month. He makes mention and he says that Rabi'ul Awwal means the season spring. In the Arab world, when spring comes, the Arabs, they say, Marhaba bi Rabi'il Awwal. Welcome the season of spring. And spring is a season that its weather is extremely balanced. It is neither extremely cold nor extremely hot. Its weather is balanced. And then Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, Rabi'ul Awwal means spring which denotes as that which is balanced. Not too much, not too less. And then he says the Sharia of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was strict upon its people. If a person wishes to travel, a person wishes to go to Joburg by car, and it is time for Zuhr Salah, what do? We are permitted to stop and perform our Zuhr Salah. And if there is no musalla or no masjid around, we can stop on the side of the road, put our musalla, and we can perform our salah. We are permitted to do this. But in the Sharia of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, if they were traveling and the time of salah had come, they had to look for a masjid to perform their salah. And if they could not find a masjid, they had to build a masjid and then perform that salah in the masjid. The Sharia of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was strict upon its people. The Sharia of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was very lenient upon its people. But the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is a Sharia that is balanced. Rabi'ul Awwal balanced. The Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a Sharia that is balanced. Not extremely strict, nor extremely lenient upon the people. Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullah ta'ala, he says another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rabi'ul Awwal for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is because everything in the personality and the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was balanced. If we have to read the Shama'il, which in a very detailed manner describes the appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, it is mentioned about the height of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, laysa bit-tawil al-ba'in wala bil-qasir, that the height of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was neither extremely tall nor excessively short. The height of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was balanced. And then it is mentioned that وَلَيْسَ بِالْأَبْيَضِ الْأَمْحَكِ وَلَا بِالْأَدَمِ وَلَيْسَ بِالْجَعَدِ الْقَطَطِ وَلَا بِالسَّبْتِ, that the complexion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was neither extremely fair nor extremely dark. The complexion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was balanced. The hair of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Zulf Mubarak, the Baal Mubarak, was neither extremely straight nor extremely curly. It was balanced. Everything about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was balanced. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month of Rabiul Awwal, a month which is balanced. And then Imam Ibn al-Hajj al-Makki al-Maliki rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose a Monday for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not a Friday. Friday is a virtuous day. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the day Monday for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not a Friday, and the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rabiul Awwal for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not the month of Ramadan, not Laylatul Qadr, nor Shabi Bara, nor Laylatul Mi'raj. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically chose the month of Rabiul Awwal for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is for us to understand that days and months do not give virtue to the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, but rather the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gives virtue to days and months. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on a Friday, someone could have said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam or the day of Jum'ah gives virtue to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mi'raj, someone could have said Laylatul Qadr gives virtue to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born on a Monday and in the month of Rabiul Awwal, to show that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will give virtue to everything, be it days and months. No month and no day will give virtue to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a Monday and in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And when the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was sent to this world, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, she makes mention and she says that when the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was born and arrived in this world, she says, a noor emanated from my womb, and through that noor I could see the palaces of Sham miles away. And she makes mention and she says that the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the first act, the first thing the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam carried out immediately after birth. What does the child do when it's born? Cries. It doesn't have the ability to think. It's a newborn baby. Sayyidah Amina radiallahu anha, she says when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did was go into sajda. She says, I heard something being whispered from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was just born in sajda. And she says, when I went closer to listen what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, what my newborn child is whispering, she says, I heard the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Remember us immediately after the birth, immediately after the Mawlid, immediately after the Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlid means the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember us at every instant, every part of his life. Ghari Hira, Ghari Thawr, Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us. In one of the tafasir of Surah Duha, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. What does this mean? Your Rabb will give you so much. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Rabb will give you so much that you shall be pleased. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always concerned about the Ummah. What will happen to my Ummah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to tafsir, revealed this verse, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Your Rabb will give you so much that you shall be pleased. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Rabb will give you the ability to intercede for your Ummah. This verse was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always concerned for us. Even after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had physically left this world, the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remembered us. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, when we lowered the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the blessed grave, I saw the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam move. And when I went closer to listen what is being whispered and uttered by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I heard the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember us at every instant of his life. And it is our duty that when someone does a favor for you, Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. A person who cannot thank his brother or any human that extends a favor for him, then how will he thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is part of human nature, part of the correct mannerism, that when someone does a favor for you, you thank them. You express gratitude. And today being the 1500 years since the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us at every instant of his life, immediately after birth, immediately after the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had physically left this world, when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being lowered in the grave, it is our duty that we remember the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best way to remember the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is read Durood Sharif in abundance. كَانَ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرَ عَلَى صَلَاةِ. We want to be close to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to be close to you. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you and telling you how to be close to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to be close to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرَ صَلَاةٍ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah is that person who recites durood upon me in abundance. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the ability to understand what has been said. May Allah give us the ability to make amal upon what has been said. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallillahumma ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa sahbihi barik wa sallim. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair to Maulana Ahmad Raza for the beautiful Jumma discourse on this auspicious day of 12th of Rabiul Awal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq al-inayah and grant Maulana good health and long life. An invite is extended to all brothers only. This is to the males only from MSJRB Foundation. That's Abu Saleh Al-Qadri. And it's 1,500 years Miladin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a blessed spiritual gathering celebrating the birth and legacy of our Master Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's tomorrow, Saturday, 6 September 2025, commencing with Maghrib Salah. The venue Al-Ansar Musalla, 207 West Road. Al-Ansar Musalla, 207 West Road. Khatam, complete recitation of Qasida Burda Sharif. This is complete recitation of Qasida Burda Sharif by Qari Idris Rajab. Thereafter will be Naat by Hafiz Nizam Qadri and a lecture by Maulana Ibrahim Muhammad. There will be salam and dua, and niyaz supper will be served thereafter. Salah time change on Monday, 8 September 2025, Isha Azan 19:15, and Salah 19:30. Shukran, you can now read your sunnah. Brothers, please fill up the spaces in between so that the brothers that are in the wazukhana can also get into the masjid.